1979 series that Kerry Packer reached an agreement with the authorities.
Well, now that Kerry Packer and the Australian Cricket Board have apparently kissed and made up, two questions are being asked. One, what happens to World Series cricket? And two, will the board allow the Packer players back into the Australian side? According to one of the most famous voices in the world, cricket commentator John Arlott, the test selectors may have no choice. Believing that Australians have a pathological hatred of losing, things must have been a bit rough lately, Arlott says that another failure by Australia in the coming World Cup series could force the test selectors into taking the players back.
I felt the public opinion in Australia wouldn't stand another defeat, and it would demand that the Australian establishment reinstated their Packer players.
Now, you feel that Australian public opinion is that strong?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm convinced of it. I've been in Australia once when they were losing, and I have no doubt about this at all.
You refer to this as a pathological resentment of defeat in your column.
That's true. I think that this is what makes Australians such magnificent contenders. They hate losing. Now, you see, the English, after Gilligan's tour of 24-5 and Freddie Brown's of 50-51, could comfortably sit back and think, or fairly happily, that they were gallant losers. But the Australians don't like gallant losers. They don't like losers.
How do you rate our chances in the World Cup, then?
Negligible.
So it could be that, in your view, that they'll be back in the test side. The Kerry Packer players will be back in the test side.
I think they've got to come back. And let's face it, the Australian cricket establishment has always been anti-player power. They've been quite inflexible. But now the situation is not as it was of old, with five or six players perhaps kicking against the traces. But this is a first team and virtually a second team as well. And I don't think they can outlaw them. I don't think public opinion in Australia would stand for it.
Do you believe that the dispute, if we can call it that, between Mr. Packer and the cricketing board has now been resolved, finally?
If he's going to accept the exclusive television rights for 3 years, it's got to be settled, hasn't it? Because he can't set up WSC super tests, in quotes, in opposition to the commodities already bought to sell as official test matches, and he can't hold the players out of them. Otherwise, they won't be contests that his public will want to see on his television screen.
And do you feel that cricket's administrators are now prepared to forgive and forget? And I talk about not only Australia, but here in England as well.
They'll never forgive and they'll never forget, but they'll do a deal.
So the deal was done. Packer had his exclusive television rights, and the board regained power and money, and more money for the players.